Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The other day, I offered to my students a passage of scripture to reflect on for our time of prayer, and it was from Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. And it was partly because this passage always makes me think about the saints when it's speaking about the great cloud of witnesses, and so it was close to the feast or the solemnity of All Saints, and so I offered this to them for reflection. And as I was praying with it in each class, something different stood out to me than has usually stood out. So the passage from Hebrews 12 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." And so often, when I'm looking at this passage, which is very beautiful, I find myself struck by "for the joy that was set before him." And for the first class periods when I was looking at it, I kept seeing that "for the joy." Other translations speak about "for the sake of the joy that was set before him." But as the day went on and I kept looking at these couple of verses for a few minutes in each class, another line began to kind of jump out at me. And it's a little bit earlier on where it says, "Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." And as I was sitting with that, "let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us," I was moved by the idea or the reality that so often we don't get to pick what's happening in our life. I mean, we make choices and we have free will, but there's so much about what happens in life that is beyond our control, whether it's because other people are making decisions too, or it's just things that happen that nobody really made the choice for. The path that is laid before us is not often the path of our choosing. And so I thought it was interesting as I sat with this, "let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." Not necessarily the race that you want, not necessarily the race that you choose, but the race that is set before us. But it doesn't really matter that we don't get to pick it. We still have this choice. Are we going to follow the Lord in this, or are we going to turn away from him? And it made me think about different walks or hikes I've gone on. Or a few years ago, I walked the Camino de Santiago in Spain, and I chose to do that. I chose to walk the Camino, but there are definitely days where I had a strong desire to not walk or to do something different, or I didn't want what laid ahead of me for the journey on that day. It wasn't my desire, but I persevered and I walked the Camino. And that's different than life because it's a very like tangible thing. Like you just go walk 10 miles or 15 miles or whatever it is for the day. There still was just something so simple about following the path that laid before me. But I also had a guidebook and it was very clear where I was supposed to go, and it had suggestions of places to stop. And even if it didn't exactly work out, there was a specific trail I was following. And the same is not true with life. We don't always know where we're going, but we still generally know what's kind of the next step forward. Maybe not what's the next big transition in life, but generally we know what are we going to do tomorrow. And it might look an awful lot like what we did today, but to persevere in that race, to continue to follow the Lord in whatever is set before us, regardless of how that path looks, regardless of if it is a path of our choosing, but it's the path that God has laid before us. And if it is a journey that God has prepared for us, we can encounter him there, even if there are things that surprise us or things that we don't desire, or even if it's a part of the path that we don't desire to be on at all, we can encounter God there. Makes me think of a book that I read last year, Hinds Feet in High Places. And I remember there being this time in the book where she's talking about following God's path, but that the path that God laid out for her did not look the way she wanted it to. So she's promised that she'll be able to go to the high places, but when she looks ahead and she sees the path, she sees that it's going someplace she doesn't want to go. And it's incredibly moving in that book to read about how there's this great wrestling with wanting to choose your own path, right? She wants to go to the high places. When she tries to do that on her own, it doesn't work. But when she follows God's path, it brings her to a place where initially she doesn't want to go. It's difficult, it's painful, but then the path changes. When she perseveres in following the path that God has laid for her, it eventually goes where God has promised. God is faithful to his promises, but we don't always know exactly the path that we're following or exactly how it's going to work out. But we can trust that the one who has already forged this path, who has already blazed ahead, who is with us and saves us and loves us, that he will never abandon us. If we persevere and run this race, the race that is set before us, that we will be victorious in him. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, for the church victorious, the church in heaven that's triumphant, for the church that is suffering, for their intercession, and for the church militant that is journeying to heaven. Lord, we ask that you would continue to surround us with the people that we need in order to pursue you and to enter into a deeper relationship with you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username Kofome. That's Kofome. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.